This is Sunshine Radio.
Foster Care Fortnight is on till the 23rd of May. It's the UK's biggest foster care awareness raising campaign, delivered by leading fostering charity, the Fostering Network. Now, Tony Collier popped in to see us. He's the fostering manager for an independent fostering agency called I Can Foster. And we asked him first off, what is fostering?
Good question. What is fostering? Well, fostering in simple terms is other people looking after other people's children. And there's various different types of fostering. There's short-term fostering where it's time-limited. It might only be for 6-12 weeks while an assessment's made to make sure that it's safe for the child to be looked after by their own family or members of their own family. There's long-term fostering, which is where exactly what it says. The child's placed with you and we're expecting them to reach adulthood with you and then move on into adulthood with you, support them. It's like they become a member of your family, and that's the aim of it. Emergency foster care, that's where you get a phone call in the middle of the night and we say we have a child, needs accommodation, might only be for tonight, might be for a week, might be for 4 years, we don't know. So there's that type of fostering. And then there's respite, which is where we have foster carers who are looking after children and they might need a break, either because I don't know, they might be attending a wedding in Sri Lanka or somewhere, or they're one of them's taken ill. There's a need for them to be supported, so that's respite care. So that's basically what fostering is.
Can anyone become a foster carer?
Well, if you think about the differences in children, you know, and all the, you know, the variety of children that you meet and the different needs that they have, that there is no mould that produces a foster carer, but there are some criteria that we look at, obviously. So you need a permanent address somewhere where you live. You need a spare bedroom for the foster child to live in. You need to be of good character, so no serious criminal convictions. We look at violence, that type of stuff. If you've got convictions for that, you're not able to become a foster carer. But a lot of people can become foster carers. And what tends to happen is people will discount themselves from this process and think, well, I can't become a foster carer. I don't have parenting experience. I don't have children of my own. I'm too old. I'm too young. Because there are so many different children out there, we need the biggest variety ever of foster carers, of different people from different backgrounds, different ethnicity, different professions, different lifestyles. So there is no set person we're looking for. We're looking for an individual who really wants to make a difference to a child, who really wants to change that child's life fundamentally for the better. These children have had the most traumatic experiences by being parented, and our role as a fostering agency is to identify people who will go the extra mile for these kids, who will look after them, stick by them when there are problems, stick by them, get them into education, and just help them out, provide a loving, caring home.
So how can people find out more about fostering?
It's dead easy. Click on the link, follow iconfoster.co.uk, look at us on Facebook. And the initial step, I always say, is just phone us. Phone us, have a chat, and we can advise you. It's me today here talking to you. You know, there are a few of us in the team. I was hoping Richard was going to join us today because, you know, we're like Ant and Dec of fostering. He's a very experienced social worker. I'm the same, and we're here to advise you on how your best option, whether it's to foster with us, I Can Foster, or whether it's to foster with another agency or the local authority, we're here to help. So if you just talk to us first, and we can set you on that process. And it is a process to follow. There is there's training involved, there's interviews involved, there's an assessment of you, but we are here to help you become foster carers, not put barriers in your way.
And you have your very own strapline?
Yeah, I mean, one of the differences about I Can Foster is our strapline. We care a lot. We care.